Dear Diary, do you ever feel as if the walls are closing in on you? Well, let me tell you something about what happened to me today. I had a hard time getting out of bed, and honestly, I just wanted to be left alone. Between me and you, sometimes I wish I could just disappear. That way I wouldn't have to feel these emotions. Nobody cares until it's too late.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Virgo Chronicles. As you can hear, I'm really, really tired right now. But I don't know, for some reason I thought that this was the best time to talk about this particular topic. This podcast is about mental health within the Black community. I think that is something that deserves more awareness. I try my absolute best to spread awareness about this as possible. And there's so many people who don't agree with the way that I feel that it drives me insane. And I know that I can't really force anyone to understand where I'm coming from, but I can at least try my best to spread this awareness. I think that it really stems from generational habits. I know in my family that seeking help and being vulnerable and talking about feelings is not really something that's popular. It's not something that's necessarily accepted. But I also know that certain character traits that do spark some kind of, you know, caution. It's like, it's really common within my family. And when I say family, I mean my extended family. I just think that a lot of people are in denial and a lot of people don't necessarily know how to confront the issue because they haven't been taught. It's not something that's popular within the Black community, and that's why I'm making this podcast. So I just want to be a part of the bunch that understands how critical it is that we push the importance of taking care of ourselves physically, mentally, and emotionally. That's really important to me. And what's even more important, I mean, it's important all across the board for everyone, for men and women. But in this particular moment right now with everything that's going on, I know I strayed away from the topic a little bit last time. I just wanted to kind of shed some light on more, you know, positive things and fun topics. But to be honest with you, everything that's going on right now, we just need to focus on what's important. And within the Black community, it's especially not popular amongst Black men. And I talk about this constantly. I'm really passionate about it. All of the Black men in my life, I try my best to persuade them to go talk to someone, talk to me, talk to anyone that you even think might slightly understand where you're coming from, because you never know. It could help a lot. It could change your life. And it's almost like talking to a brick wall. Literally, it's like talking to a brick wall. I know a lot of you understand. Get what I'm saying? There's so much trauma. There's so many generational curses that need to be broken. And it's just really hard. Even with my own experiences, I've had my own issues I started to realize around the age of about maybe 18 that the mental health thing was real. Like I started to realize, okay, this is not a joke. Maybe you do need to speak to a therapist or just someone who will listen. And I won't say that I particularly followed all of the protocol that, you know, I'm supposed to, but I try my best, and I try my best to be self-aware. That's something that's really important to me. I always want to be self-aware. I always want to take accountability, and I always want to be able to say, okay, well, Shauna, maybe you're not in the best place mentally right now, and you need to figure out what has to happen in order for you to reach a better, you know, mental space. I think about that all of the time. I try to help my friends as often as possible. And some of us have this joke that I'm like a therapist, if you might say, or a life coach or something like that, because that's how much of an empath I am. And you're going to hear me say that a lot during my podcast. I'm such an empath that I always want the people around me to feel great. So even if I'm not in the best place, I'll put that aside in order to make them feel better about themselves. And yes, I know that might not always be healthy, but that is something about me. You have to think about it, especially me, or if you grew up in these areas where, you know, crime is really common, or if you, I know a lot of us, like, be real, a lot of us, we know guys that live a certain lifestyle. It's not the best lifestyle, but it's all that they know. When I was younger, I was so judgmental to that kind of stuff. Like, if you're the type of guy to stand in front of a store all day, or just you don't do anything with your life, I was so judgmental about that. But as I began to get older and understand things, I just became super understanding. It's like, okay, so let's talk. What got you to this place? What kind of things did you endure as a younger male? You know what I mean? You have to ask these kinds of questions, because when you think about it, we all started off the same way. So there had to be something along the line that shifted, you know, a person's persona or a person's morals. And, you know, think about these guys. They're losing people constantly. They're losing people to cops. They're losing people to, you know, other guys. It's just, there's so much to think about. But no one, when you think about these guys, when you think about, let's say you have a friend or a boyfriend or a brother or a cousin, and they're constantly losing friends, do they go seek help? Do they go to counselors? Are they writing it down? Do they cry in front of you? Do they express their utmost personal feelings to you? No, they don't know how. Sometimes I've literally looked guys in the eye, knowing that they're in immense pain, they're suffering, they want to talk, but they can't find the words. They want to cry, but it would go against everything that they've been taught and everything they believe in to cry in front of someone. So they don't do it. So instead, they numb themselves with probably, you know, like most of us do, weed, alcohol, any other drug of choice, possibly other things. It's so disheartening. And I don't want everything that's going on right now as far as protests, rioting, everything that's been, you know, the laws that are being passed right now. I don't want all of these things to go down in vain. I want us to move forward after this. I want us to take all of these things that are happening and to use it in a very positive way. Sometimes when I talk to some of my male friends, it's like they don't believe in themselves at all. They don't think that they're talented. They don't think that they're smart. They don't think that they have anything to offer. And I'm like, are you kidding me? By nature, you have things about you that's so special. You have things about you that's just so amazing. You can literally do anything that you want to do, but they don't believe me. I don't know if it's because no one has ever told them these things, or if because they've been so desensitized that they refuse to believe it. So I'm constantly thinking, what can I do to change this? I don't know what I can do to change it, but I don't know. Maybe if a couple of them listen to this podcast, they can say, wow, she's speaking facts. Like, I relate to that right there. You know, that's me. Like, I lost a whole bunch of my bros, but you know what I'm saying? Maybe if I can just reach one person, it would make me feel really good. And it's not even only guys, it's women too. Come on. I know myself. I've been through it. I've had situations where mentally I just wasn't okay, but I didn't really know how to go about it. A therapist wasn't necessarily my first choice. Medication wasn't my first choice, but as time progressed, I just started to figure things out on my own. And I'm not perfect. I'm not saying that I've completely 100% turned into this Virgin Mary character where I understand everything and, you know, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is sometimes when I am feeling really intense emotions, I do sit back and I'm like, this isn't okay. You're too upset or you're too passionate about something that isn't good for you, or you need to scale it back and think about what you need to do to get to a better place, or you need to take a break. These are the type of things you need to think about. Sometimes you just have to take a break from the world. And I'm almost on a break from the world right now, not in its entirety, but I'm kind of on a break right now. And I'm learning to distance myself from things that aren't good for my mental health personally. And I'm also starting to learn that it doesn't really matter what anyone thinks about it. It's all for my well-being, because I struggled with that for a really long time. Like, that's one of my biggest issues. I have a really hard time with putting myself before others. So I've been learning how to put myself first, and it's been really beneficial for me. I know that it's not as easy as it sounds, and I always tell people this. I'm like, at first, it's going to be really hard to change whatever habits you have. Change is super uncomfortable. I had to see that a whole lot of times before I finally realized that change is uncomfortable. I remember that there was a time when I couldn't lay down in the bed at night without either being with someone or talking to someone on the phone. I wouldn't be able to sleep. And I didn't think it was an issue at first. I just kind of went along with it because I always had someone to talk to or be with. But then at a certain point, I was like, this is not normal behavior. You need to figure out why you have this issue being alone at night. And then you need to address it and fix it, because that's unhealthy. And so I literally put myself through a detox where I would force myself to stay in my bed alone, stay in my home alone, and not call anyone, not FaceTime anyone. And it was so freaking hard. When I tell you, it was so hard. And then throughout my detox, I started to realize the reason why it was so hard for me is because I never wanted to be in my own thoughts. Because when I would get in my own thoughts, I would start to think about things that I had been avoiding for years. So, I mean, I struggled. I went back and forth with it. But eventually, I started to stay alone. And when I say stay alone, I mean without drugs, meaning without marijuana, without alcohol. I would just say, you know what? You need to just sit here and think about whatever it is that's burdening you and face it. So that's what I did. And I cried so much. Now, a lot of people know it's really hard for me to cry in front of other people because I hate to seem vulnerable. I never want to be vulnerable around other people because I'm so used to being labeled as a strong one. So I just kind of allowed myself to cry in my room by myself. And it was an eye-opener for me because I'm like, wow, these are emotions that you haven't felt for so long in your life. And then it clicked to me. I'm like, you know something, Shauna? You are not the same version of yourself that you once was. And it's I don't want to say that in a negative, it's not in a negative way, because of course we get older and we evolve. But when I think about how much more free-spirited I was years ago, and I was always more willing to do things that made me happy, whether it be dancing or just some type of performance in front of other people, or even public speaking the way that I'm doing right now, I had to completely stop doing all of those things because I was so worried about how I was viewed by others. And I don't think that I started to care about how I was viewed by others until I got to, I want to say, maybe 10th grade, not 9th grade, but maybe 10th grade. So that's around the time that I started to really care about other people's opinions. But I didn't realize how much it was impacting me until maybe 2 years ago. So that was very eye-opening for me. And I think that ever since then, I started to kind of challenge myself to try to get back to the place that I used to be, at least in some sort of way. It's been really challenging. I won't lie about that. I don't want to make it seem like I just had this awakening and Now I'm so woke that I can preach to all of you guys and fix you. That's not what it is. Whenever my friends come to me, or anybody for that matter, and they ask me questions or ask me for advice, I always let them know, like, look, babe, I'm not perfect myself. I'm still going through my things. I'm still making wrong decisions. I'm still having meltdowns, and sometimes I'm not channeling the best energy because I'm human. But the best thing about it is I have self-awareness about what I'm doing. And I think that that's most important. As long as you have some sort of self-awareness about who you are, where you need to be, and what you need to do to get there, you'll be fine. And I understand how hard it is to face that reality. But that's why I really want to push the idea. I don't think that everyone needs therapy. I just want to say that. I think that everyone has their own methodic way of overcoming obstacles, and it's not always the same way. Me personally, I don't get therapy right now. Maybe I might in the future, but in this moment, I don't get therapy. My podcast is my therapy. Me talking to you guys and knowing that at least one person listened, that's my form of therapy. So I don't want to make it seem like you need to go and get a shrink or a therapist. You know, that's not what I'm saying. Although I do think that that is very effective a lot of the time, especially depending on who is chosen or who you interact with. What I am saying is I think that a lot of people need to get in touch with their inner emotions, good and bad. If you are feeling a feeling that's very uncomfortable for yourself, don't decide, well, I'm going to smoke a blunt or I'm going to drink. Confront it head on. Just take it. Do whatever you have to do. I don't care if you need to go curl up in a ball and cry, if you need to lock yourself in a bathroom, if you need to put on some gospel music that you know is going to overwhelm you, do it, because it is extremely helpful, especially if you have children and especially if you plan on starting a family. Super important that you face these things before you do any of that. My upbringing, I touched on it a little bit in my last podcast, but I don't think I really talked about this particularly. So my parents... It's kind of weird, and I understand it more now that I'm older, but my mom is more closed off. She's more closed off. And my dad, which is so surprising because my dad has been through so much, he's actually more of the teddy bear, and he's more open with me about certain things. I don't know a lot of history about my grandparents as far as my father is concerned, because I've never met any of my granddads, and then I never met my dad's mom. I only have my grandmother on my mom's side, so I kind of have an idea of why she has certain habits. But as far as my dad goes, I'm not really sure where he gets a lot of his traits from, but I do understand where he gets some of his habits from, as far as like his, you know, hanging around certain crowds and being a part of a certain lifestyle. I get that. And the more that he talks to me about it, because I think around the time that I turned 13, my dad just decided, like, you know what, I'm going to keep it a buck with her and I'm going to tell her about the lifestyle that I used to live. And as soon as he started to tell me about it, it was almost like I immediately understood why he had certain habits and why he did certain things, why he was so overprotective, why I was on such a tight leash. And, you know, I just started to understand. And I don't feel sorry for him, because I think that ultimately he turned out to be a really good person. He's so special. Like, my father is so special. I will cry if I sit here and talk about how much he's overcome, but it really shows me what a lot of guys that I know today are going through mentally. Like, a lot of the same things that they do, a lot of the same habits that they have, being in the streets, feeling like they need to find a kind of like a brotherhood or a family within, you know, being in the streets. It was the same thing, but the difference is, once I was born, or maybe not immediately or a little bit after I was born, my father was like, listen, I have a baby. I cannot be doing these things, because God forbid something happens to me, she will not have a dad. And he took that and he completely changed his life. And that's kind of a testament for me. And that's why I try to, you know, preach it to other guys that's around my age or younger or a little older, whatever the case may be. I'm like, listen, I already know how this goes. My dad was doing the same thing times 10. He was out here, you know what I mean? And he found the strength and the motivation in me to change his life because that's how important I was to him. And that all has, you know, he's been through very, really traumatizing things in his life that would have broken a lot of people. I'm so honored and blessed to even have him here because the kind of things that he's endured, I can't even believe that he's here. Like, it's that bad. So that's how I know, you know, like you can overcome things. And a lot of people are just so, they've just given up on themselves at such an early age. And it's heartbreaking. Like I have a little cousin, he's only 12 years old. And I'm so afraid for him being a young Black man in America. Like I'm just so afraid for him that he will follow those paths and not do the right thing. I cannot lose him. I'm just not able. And that, see, mental health is just so universal. Everything is triggered by something. You get what I'm saying here? Like, I hope you guys are following me. Things are triggered. If you had a parent, maybe your parent didn't show you enough attention, that's a trigger that can onset some type of mental problem. If you had a parent that was absent, that could trigger something. If, let's say, you had a parent that was present, but they didn't necessarily show you affection, they were too hard on you, that could trigger something that can impact you as an adult. There's just so many different ways. And this is just a mild version of it. We're talking anxiety, depression. You've got a whole lot of other things that I'm not even touching on. I didn't even touch on schizophrenia. I didn't even touch on psychosis, schizoaffective. I didn't touch on any of those things. But that's the reality of it. All of these things, they're real. Don't allow the older people in your family to tell you that that's not real. We don't believe in that. That's not real. Don't allow them to cheat you out of a chance to live a better life. Go get evaluated. Go talk to someone. You know, you have to talk to someone. That's the only way that these things are going to get fixed. And I just want to see I want to say my Black community, because that's how I feel about it. These past 2 weeks, I've been feeling so territorial over my skin color, my culture. I've just been super territorial. I'm proud of us, but I'm fearful because I don't want us to come out of all of this. And when I say all of this, I mean these protests, these riots, everything that's on the news. I see a lot of things starting to get really shady, really gimmicky. I don't want us to get distracted by all of that. That's not the goal. The goal in place is for us to rise above everything that's been happening, make our ancestors proud, create change, and maintain it. I don't want us to come out of all of this but then, you know, a couple of weeks from now, it's the same thing. We're still killing one another. We're still going against one another. I'm still seeing so many attacks on social media within the, you know, the Black community. I'm like, come on, not right now. That's not important right now. It actually irritates me. I've been staying off of my social media. I haven't been on Instagram as much. I haven't been on Facebook because I'm seeing so many things. And I'm like, this is what I've been talking about. Like, let's not lose focus on the goal. The goal is for us to support one another so much that we rise above the things that they don't expect us to rise above. I feel like the situation is becoming gimmicky because they feel like they're smarter than us. And when I say they, I'm talking about people who don't necessarily support the movement. I feel like they think that they can outsmart us by pretending, kneeling. Please don't even get me started on the kente cloth like that. Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't even want to get started on that. Like, if you guys have been keeping up with social media, you see the bullshit that's out there. It's crap. You know what I'm saying? I know I can sense when something is genuine and when it's not. I think that's a superpower for me. Let's be real. So let's just stay focused. If you're passionate about this movement, seek help. I think that majority of us need help. Learn how to be self-aware. Recognize the issues that you have. If you have people that are a whole bunch of people that are telling you the same thing about yourself, maybe you need to sit back and say, okay, let me think about this. I'm super okay with being self-aware and taking accountability. And that's one thing I love about myself. I'll tell you guys, like one thing some people say about me, you guys already know Virgo Chronicles, so you should already have an idea of who I am. One thing that people do say about me is that I tend to be judgmental. Now, I will say that I have been judgmental in certain situations. Yes, I have. Am I working on it? Absolutely. Do I feel like I have evolved? Absolutely. But I had to first confront the issue and accept that. So if there are things that people are telling you, your first instinct shouldn't be to be defensive and say, oh, this person says such and such about me. No, think about it. Are you that? Are you that thing that people are constantly telling you that you are? Do people constantly tell you that you need to talk to someone? Do people constantly tell you that, you know, there's something that you need to maybe take a step back and correct about yourself? I'm not saying that they're absolutely right, but what I'm saying is step back, assess the situation, and see if it's true, because sometimes these things are true. If you can fix them on your own, then do that. But if you know that you can't, or if you are just so stubborn that you just cannot find the evidence in your mind to believe that these things are true, then talk to someone else. Nobody is perfect. You can feel like you have such a together life. You're good financially. You can feel like you're good emotionally. It doesn't mean that you don't need someone to talk to. Everyone can talk to someone. Everyone has things about themselves that they need to confront, whether it's something that's going on right now in your life or something that stems from childhood. And most of the time, from my experience and from my knowledge of a lot of people that I know, it stems from childhood. You get what I'm saying? So take these things into consideration. I think that, you know, that's probably all that I want to say. I don't want to get too deep into it. I'm not going to talk about, you know, and I'm not going to give any personal stories of people that I know or anything like that, because you guys know, you guys have your own issues, and you guys, I'm pretty sure at some point within this podcast, you heard something that I said, and you maybe even if you didn't want to admit it to yourself, you said, damn, that kind of applies to me. So that alone will let me know that I penetrated you in a certain way, and that, you know, there's a possibility that you might get some help, and that makes me happy in itself. I just wanted to give another podcast that kind of related to the Black Lives Matter movement, because it's still something that's super current, and I don't want you guys to think that I'm trying to ignore what's going on, because that's not true. But what I will say is, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to my social media, but this season, this will be episode 3, I believe, this season of podcasts for me, they aren't monetized, which means that I'm not getting paid for any of this. I'm not going to add any advertisements in this. I just want you guys to kind of get to know what it is that I'm putting out and understand it. And I want you guys to enjoy my content, because some episodes are going to be kind of like this, really serious. And then some episodes are going to be really funny. Some episodes I'm going to be a little lit. You get what I'm saying? Some episodes I'm going to talk about my personal experiences that no one knows about, or that I probably shouldn't even be talking about. But like I said, this is my public diary, so I'm getting into it. I'm saying whatever I need to say. I've been, you know, waiting a really long time to put this out, and a lot of people have been anticipating this, so I don't want to let you guys down. I want to give a shout out to my auntie for helping me with my intro. A lot of you guys know my auntie already. She's so entertaining, like in so many ways. She's a funny girl. So I want to give her a shout out for helping me out with my intro. I don't know if you guys have caught on, but for this season, I know at least every episode will start out with an intro from her, because that's kind of the theme I'm going with. And I have a lot in store for you guys. You never know. I might start a I'm not going to start a YouTube channel. I don't know. I might start a YouTube channel. That's a big step for me. You guys know. I'm like, ugh. I just like to lay back and relax. Like, I don't like to do too much. I don't like too many people having eyes on me or knowing what's going on. But I've already started, so I feel like I just got to keep it up. So I might start a YouTube channel. Not too sure. I do plan on posting more on social media because that's not something that I do. And just stay tuned for a whole lot of content and a whole lot of secrets. So thank you guys once again for listening to my podcast. Can't wait to speak to you guys next time. Bye.